getting you through the traffic.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. It is the third Friday of the month, and that means it's Pub of the Month. And here's Dom Smith. Hello, Dom.
Hello, good evening, Julian.
Hiya. So we've got four pubs to go through, as always. So what are they going to be?
Well, we've got the Brunswick, which is a fairly new pub. We've got the Granter, the Dobblers, and Sizeac Newton.
Now, that's very interesting. Where are we going to start?
Well, we'll start at the Brunswick. So this is it's Newmarket Road, I think.
Whereabouts? I have to say, I don't recognise the name.
So it's the what used to be the Bird in the Hand.
Oh, there. Ah.
There. It is Newmarket Road still at that point, isn't it?
Yes, it always confuses me what Newmarket Road starts and East Road is. But yeah, so that's what the Bird in the Hand is.
That's what the Bird in the Hand now is,
That completely passed me by, I have to say. I need to go past their times. Okay.
So, the Bird in the Hand, as pub people in Cambridge might know, used to be Cambridge's main gay bar and closed in rather unfortunate circumstances last year. But it is now the Brunswick, a restaurant and bar. It's been completely refitted inside. Now, as I say, it's a restaurant bar. It's slightly odd. So you look in the door and you see the girl standing at the desk ready to show people to the tables. And then you kind of look past that and you notice there's a bar at the far end.
So it's almost the other way round to what you would expect from a bar that serves food, because normally you'd kind of have to go in a little bit and there'd be the bar and then you'd be directed to an area where the tables might be.
Exactly. And I think this is... I had a very, very long chat with Martin, the bar manager there, who's a really nice guy, and he said that they've had to end up going for food because they weren't selling beer. They actually have... they serve everything on gravity, so it's fairly unusual not to pump it up. And so they've got the casks in behind the bar, and he apparently was trying at one point to try to sell four different beers, and he just couldn't shift them, so he's only gone down to one now. And I wonder whether this is because it looks so much like a restaurant and so little like a bar.
So it comes, if you like, a self-defeating kind of thing. The more food he sells, the more it becomes known for the food, the less beer.
Well, exactly, yes. And to give him his fair due, he has gone down to the one. He's not trying to have too much on and just let it go off. He's actually shifting it. So the one I had was a very nice pint of wherry. So it's definitely kept in good condition, even if there isn't exactly any choice.
And the plan would be to move it from beer to beer, would it? It's not to necessarily have a wherry on all the time?
I believe so, yes. He said that he'd had a Milton in a few weeks ago as well. So they've been changing the beers. So hopefully word will get around and it'll start picking up as a bar, and he'll be able to
be down a score on selection of beers, though, isn't it?
I'm afraid, yes. But very nicely decorated. Blue and white walls, a nice sort of wooden floor bit. Just not quite the right arrangement. So I gave it 4 out of 5 for the decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff. Martin was lovely, and the girl who was organising the restaurant side was as well. 2 out of 5 for the beers. That's a bit generous, but the best I could do, really. And 1 out of 5 for community and events, because I mean, it was basically me in there and a couple people dining. So,
oh dear.
Really, really valiant attempt. And, you know, it's not a bad place, but it's just really, really sad it only gets a 10 out of 20.
Better to have fought and lost than not have fought at all.
Exactly. Kind of at the opposite end of the spectrum, go on next to the Granter. Other end of the city as well, really. This is a Green King pub. I'm sure many people know it down there by the river. Two staff, quick service. It's a touristy pub. Very, very busy with tourists, even at this time of year. And there seem to be some things which are actually really, really trying to attract the tourists. So there's this strange book theme going on behind the bar. There was a poster up saying, "My book club only reads wine labels." I've got no idea what that means, but...
might make for an interesting book club.
It might well do.
Or not. I want Lee Chambers and Alex Vuget on Bookmark would make of that.
So
send them around.
Well, anyway, so they're trying to go for the sort of pseudo-academic, I guess you might call it, feel.
Of sorts.
I have to say, you know, it's a lovely old building by the river. In fact, I think it looks more mill-like than the mill. But inside, you walk in there, and it feels a bit like the conservatory of a house. It's in a very, very large space, lots of space, lots of windows, white painted wood. It feels a bit odd in there. But 6 hand pumps, 5 of them weren't Green King. That's very, very rare in a Green King bar. So to have that many guests on as a proportion, so they've obviously made a bit of an exception there.
But I do wonder if they have to do that in a way, on the grounds there's so many Green King pubs around Cambridge. If they all served the same beer, they'd never get anywhere.
Well, possibly that as well. So 3 out of 5 for the decor, 4 out of 5 for the staff. I'd say they were very quick on the service. 4 out of 5 for the beers. It was good to see so many guests on. And only 2 out of 5 for the community field, because basically it's catering for tourists. So that gives it 13 out of 20.
OK, so in the lead so far, 2 more pubs to come. And they were the Dobblers and...
Sir Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton. And we'll do that out of this piece of music. You're back with Pub of the Month on 105 Drive, and Dom is here with 2 more pubs, and starting off with...
The Dobblers.
The Dobblers.
Dobblers.
What is a Dobbler?
I have no idea, I have to say. Do you know what a Dobbler is?
I think that the Dobbler is the man who kind of leads his horse along.
Ah.
See, in sort of days when a horse might be used to plough a field.
Okay, that's very interesting, because... Well, I think the only horses you'll get there now are probably sports and racing type horses.
I'd say so, yes.
So this is a sports bar. In fact, I was in there one evening when there was lots of football on.
There's always a lot of football on.
It was very, very busy. And there's lots and lots of screens all showing the event. Large, very, very large pub, very, very big bar. There's a nice touch, which they've managed to conceal the pool table around the corner at the back of the bar. So there's some bars where you can go in there, and pool's great in pubs, but it can get in the way a bit. And sort of you're sitting there having a nice pint, and a queue gets jabbed in the side of you accidentally. So nice to see that's out of the way. 5 hand pumps on when I was in there, but they only had 3 beers. They had lots of duplication going on. Walls are covered in football memorabilia. There's a slightly odd blue painted ceiling, but
might be Spurs related.
Oh, maybe it is.
There's quite a few Spurs supporters that I understand frequent the Dobblers.
Okay, maybe that's the logic. There's one barman on very quick service when I was in there. The other thing to say, as well as football, they do go in for some music. They have events on. There's an open mic every 3rd Thursday of the month. And in a couple of weeks' time, on the 6th of March, they have music from Cody Pennington.
Hmm.
Don't know Cody Pennington.
I don't know Cody Pennington either. Maybe get them in.
Hmm. So gave it 4 out of 5 for decor, 3 out of 5 for the beers, 3 out of 5 for staff, 4 out of 5 for community and events. Gives it 14 out of 20.
Ooh, doing well. So that leaves one more pub, Isaac Newton.
Yeah? It's Isaac Newton. This is at the top of Castle Hill. Sort of just next to the county hall office.
Yeah, I know where you are. I don't think I've ever been in, but I do know where you mean.
Mm. I had very mixed opinions about this, I have to say. It's a bit of a barn. It's a very, very large building, and it sort of takes up a whole corner as well. So it's even bigger inside. But they've made an attempt to make it feel smaller. So there's an upstairs balcony and sort of wooden columns holding it up, which just restrain it a little bit. Tiled floor and that fairly standard now Green King turquoise paint, which you find in so many pubs around the area. Unusually though, very, very comfortable seating, lots and lots of sort of sofa type seating around the tables. And it was very busy when I was in there as well, very mixed clientele as well, not just students but also some older people and some parent staff as well. 3 bar staff on, very quick service again. And I have to say that the emphasis on food seemed to be a lot less than many Green King pubs. You sort of tend to go into a lot of Green King pubs and there's sort of adverts for fish and chips and burgers and things all over the place. Not so here. Couple screens showing sport when I was in there, but not anywhere near as overwhelming as the Dobblers, you might say. 4 hand pumps, the usual 3 Green Kings plus 1 guest, the standard thing. Don't do much in the way of events. So 3 out of 5 for decor, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 3 out of 5 for the beer, and 3 out of 5 for the community feel. So that gives it 13 out of 20.
OK, before we go through the totals for all four pubs, I'm just wondering here whether or not a place such as the Isaac Newton, will it pick up staff from the county hall at, say lunchtime, not necessarily drinking? I'm sure our council staff wouldn't be consuming alcohol, which then surprises me that they wouldn't necessarily do food. You'd expect that a place as close to a council office, there will be, you know, you would think they would need the sort of place where you could just have a quick snack bite to eat without having to sort of blow the council budget, as it were, on a meal.
Yes, yeah, so it wasn't that they don't do food. They do food.
Okay.
It's that the sort of the amount of advertising and pushing it in your face.
Right.
So there are so many pubs now that are really, really trying to push food because it's a good way of making money.
Yeah, and they don't make any money on the drink.
It just seemed to be less at the Isaac Newton.
Okay, glad you cleared that up. So, to the totals.
To the totals. So, in reverse order, 10 out of 20 for the Brunswick. Really good effort, but just not quite pulling it off, I'm afraid. Tied in second place with 13 out of 20 are the Granter and also the Isaac Newton, which means this month's Pub of the Month with 14 out of 20 is the Dobblers.
Oh, well done to them.
Mm-hmm. Just found the corner as well from our studio.
And not too far away at all. I think we might have to have a station visit there at some point. Maybe on a night when there's some football on, or maybe not. OK, Dom, thank you very much. And back again on the third Friday of March.
Yes.
Yeah, good gracious.
I'm flying already.
It is. You can get a copy of this on the website over the weekend, cambridge105.fm. And we also have a podcast you can find. Go to iTunes and search Cambridge 105.